And hello and welcome to a new show called Live Well here on Business Radio X. I'm Mike Salmon, and we've got, we've got our experts here in the studio, Stephanie Wolf with the Whole Food Health Coach, and DeWitt Thompson with Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants. Welcome, everybody. And also, Tracy is here, my fiance, and as she said before the show, my better half. Right, Tracy?
That's correct.
And she is correct about that. This is going to be kind of a unique path that we're going to go down. This is something we've never done before, and we welcome all our listeners to kind of join us on this journey and to follow along. And if you like what you hear, we want you to reach out to the experts, Stephanie and DeWitt as well. But what we're going to do is we're going to go on this journey over the next handful of months, and Tracy and I are going to kind of be the guinea pigs. Is that a good word to use? Or clients. I guess? Clients or Stephanie
clients,
and DeWitt.
We'll say clients.
Let me give you a background first of what Stephanie and DeWitt do. Stephanie Wolf is a national board certified health and wellness coach, which is the highest level of training available to health coaches, and is a coveted partnership with physicians and medical practitioners. She works with clients individually or as a group through a step-by-step process using advanced coaching methods, offering her clients full access to resources and tools to support them throughout their health journeys. As a two-time cancer survivor, now 18 years cancer-free,
yes.
That is awesome, she knows about body systems and the nutrition that fuels them. She calls herself a preventionist because it's her belief that prevention is a stronger goal than finding a cure or treatment for diseases that are robbing us from our health and happiness. So that sounds really cool. But to put it simply, you help people eat right and live right.
I do. I love to do that because I think there's a lot of misinformation out there and people get so lost in it that they just throw up their hands and decide that it's not worth the effort. And I don't like that. I want to be that person that they can funnel some of that information through and ask their questions and find the answers. And I don't know all the answers, but I typically can figure some things out, or I'll ask DeWitt.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can debunk a lot of those myths over the next coming months.
Love it.
DeWitt Thompson is a certified personal trainer and performance enhancement specialist through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and he's the owner of Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants. DeWitt's been involved in the health and fitness industry for over 12 years, working with sports teams, corporate groups, and individuals, helping them to achieve their health and fitness goals. He started Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants 4 years ago when he realized the need for personalized and convenient training that gets results. And what makes you different, too, DeWitt, is that you're mobile. You actually go to your clients.
Exactly. I realize that the convenience factor is something that holds a lot of people back from really accomplishing their goals. And they run into traffic. They have their family. They have things that are going on in their lives. So I wanted to make it as easy as I could for people, traveling out to them, making it better for them.
Okay, so you and Stephanie are on that side of the table. And Tracy and I, here we are in our glory on this side of the table. We basically are, and I want, 40-ish something. I'm actually past 40-ish, but we're not younger probably clients that you've had, but maybe older clients that you've had. And you're going to work with us over the next coming months and walk us through the process of what is going to happen. So we'll start with you, Stephanie, ladies first, if that's okay to it.
Absolutely.
We walk into your office and we say, okay, we're active adults. We play a lot of tennis. We try to eat right, but we know we don't. We have no clue to even start where to start. So we walk in your office and say, help. Where would your process begin now? What do we do?
Well, I do an assessment. I like to figure out where you've been, where you are now, and where you want to go. To me, that's the most important thing because I have to gather the data from you. And of course, I'm trusting what you're telling me. And then we formulate a plan together to get you where you want to go. So it's past, present, and future. It's what you see in your future that makes the most difference. And that is what I focus on as a health coach. I want to help you to see that future not as a dream or a one-day thing, but as a real step-by-step process. And I have a part of my process is called Coach in Your Corner. And that's where you can text me, call me, or email me 24/7 for the most part. That way you never feel alone. If you're in the grocery store and you're looking at yogurts and you're seeing this huge wall and you're like, I have no clue which one of these is healthy. They all use words like healthy or natural or other buzzwords like organic even. And so sometimes it just takes that partnership. That's what I like to provide for you.
Let's debunk a myth right off the get-go right here. Okay. If I hire you out, or someone, or one of our listeners hires you out, and they're getting now the whole food health coach, am I going to be eating, you know, grain all morning, all day? I mean, will I be able to eat food that tastes good?
Thank you for asking that. Yes, I love food. I'm a foodie. So I love to cook food, and I love to make all kinds of ways for food to be convenient. Like DeWitt said, sometimes convenience is the issue. It's a lot easier for us to make choices sometimes that aren't so good for us because it's more convenient. And I say you are what you eat, so don't be cheap, easy, or fake. So picking something just because it's easy, the benefit is only that it's easy. That might not be a good benefit for your body. So I want you to be able to go to the grocery store, buy some things, put some things together that help fuel your body. So we'll talk healthy fats, we'll talk healthy carbs, we'll talk healthy proteins. And what does that mean? What does that look like? No rice cakes on my watch.
Tracy and I have a sweet tooth. Are we going to be able to at least maybe have a little bit once in a while? Is that part of the plan? Can we reward ourselves once in a while? Or are we not going to be touching sweets for the next several months?
Well, I believe in moderation with everything. So I teach an 80-20 rule, and I also teach what I call good, better, best. So it's the good things. Sometimes you can only do what's good. Sometimes you can do something a little better, and sometimes you can make the best choices. I personally believe that the better choices you make, the less satisfied you'll be with good choices or bad choices. So I'm going to help just move you one step further down the road with every decision, every choice that you want. And you can tell me some things that you really love, and I'll either replace it with something that I think you'll love as well, that your body will also love, or we'll let you have that in moderation. Portion control is a big part of what we do as well. So I teach clean eating. That's my goal.
All right, another myth. We're going to get a lot of these out of the way early.
Okay,
that
do
if,
it.
Okay, all of a sudden I'm eating better, the weight's going to come off like that. Not necessarily, I'm assuming, Stephanie. You have to have also an exercise plan.
Absolutely, and that's why DeWitt and I doing this radio program together is going to be a real benefit for every listener, because it really does take different approaches as we age. You'd mentioned it at the beginning, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it up. I just turned 60 about 2 weeks ago, and I realized the same thing that every listener is realizing, that it takes, I have to work twice as hard to look half as good. And sometimes exercise is the one thing, everybody joins the gym or everybody, you know, goes on a diet instead of joins the gym and goes on a diet, you know, and couples those things together, because it's that partnership that's a win-win. Your body has to be moving. So I have a saying, get up off the couch. So I've hiked waterfalls and I play, you know, golf. I did a 12 holes of golf for the first time in my life, and I hate to say that because my husband's a pro golfer, but he does golf tournaments, and he's an amazing teacher. So sometimes it's just a matter of using your body and the functional fitness side. But even more than that, because the functional fitness you can do pretty much 24/7, you've got your body with you all the time. But having somebody who's an expert like DeWitt show you the right way to do certain exercises or stretches is really important. You wouldn't just read a book about some of those things. Sometimes we do, and we may do one or two, but we don't push ourselves. We don't challenge ourselves, that's for sure. When I get tired, I'm like, okay, I'm done. But if I have my trainer or someone there helping me, they're like, I think you've got a few more in you, and they can press you a little bit further towards your goal. And that's kind of what I do with food. So it really is a win-win, and win for you guys, mm-hmm. as well as win for your listeners, that you've got both of us here.
Right. Well, conversely, DeWitt, you could have someone come to you and they go, I'm exercising. You could exercise them all day long and push them, but they also have to eat right too to make it all work.
Exactly. And I always tell my clients that nutrition is 80% of the battle, and you can't outwork a bad diet. So like Stephanie said, us working together and doing this in conjunction, that's really going to bring the best results, because you have to have that nutrition aspect and you have to have the exercise aspect as well to really get the results that you want and to really live a healthy lifestyle overall.
All right. Stephanie said the first thing we would do if we walk in her office is we're going to have that meeting and she's going to ask a lot of questions. Tracy and I walk into your place of business, although you actually are mobile, so you actually might come to us.
That's right.
We have that meeting, which we're going to have this upcoming week, just like we are with Stephanie. What's that meeting going to look like?
It's going to look very similar to what Stephanie described. We're going through a consultation first, and the goal of the consultation is threefold, basically. Number one, I want to get to know you guys. I want to find out what your goals are. I want to find out why you have those particular goals. It doesn't matter what the reason is, but I want you to have a reason behind them why you really want to accomplish those goals. Number two, I want to find out about your background. I want to find out about any injuries that you might have had in the past. I want to find out about any kind of illnesses, anything that might affect the way that you're working out and the way that I structure our workout program. And number three, it's so we can figure out how our personalities jive. Every person is different. Every client is different. That's why every program that I create is different, because I can't give you the exact same program that I give any one of my other clients. I want to make sure it's customized for you, for your personality, for your lifestyle, what's going to be most effective for you, and what's going to be most sustainable for you.
It sounds like even for a couple like us, the game plan for me might be different than her game plan.
Exactly, exactly. And it likely will be slightly different for both of you. There are going to be some things that may overlap. There are going to be some things that are different. But the great thing about working out together as well and putting together a program together is that you guys can hold each other accountable too. And that's something I always encourage my clients to do. So that's perfect.
All right. Well, we'll at this point talk about what maybe our goals are on this side of the table and what we hope to accomplish. So, Tracy, I will let you go first.
Well, basically, I mean, like you were describing earlier, the two together, I've basically either done one or the other, never, you know, both together. And as I've gotten older, I have found out that health issues have come up and other related issues to age, and I need to learn to eat healthier, live a healthier lifestyle, but I also want to target certain areas that I've never had issues with until now and don't really know what to do. And I have researched and read and listened and looked into all the different diets and the fads that have come up, and definitely been involved in many of them, and nothing sticks, nothing, you know. And I finally have come to the conclusion that it is a basic lifestyle change. I really, as I've discussed with Mike, it's really time that I try to amp that up. And my goal is to learn to do that, learn to eat healthier, learn to change my lifestyle, not just for the moment, but for the long haul or, you know, for the good, because I want something permanent, not just the here and now. Although I am a person that needs to see, I like to see results, I understand that, you know, this is something else too, that it's going to take a little time for me to get used to, but that's kind of what I'm looking for. So,
and talk about that, because I'm sure you both get that, where you want someone, I want to see results right away, but I've heard people say, and either you can attest to this or talk about this, you know, you don't want to be correct me if I'm wrong, you don't want to step on a scale every couple days, right? Because you may not see those results, or that fat may be turning into muscle, and the muscle, I understand, is actually heavier than fat. That's a good thing.
Yes, that is a good thing. And there's a right way and a wrong way to lose weight. And the approach that we are going to be taking with you, because I've already talked to DeWitt and I know we're on a lot of the same pages, so it's really nice to have this synergy that you guys are going to experience and that our listeners are going to experience. But figuring out what works for you is what's most important, and I think that's our target, because I heard DeWitt say it, and I know that that's what I do, because my goal is not, I mean, I always say, you know, you want to see yourself where you want to be, but you also can't look in the mirror and say, I'm America's next top model. You know, we are who we are, we have the strengths we have, we are dealing with some of the same difficulties at different points in our lives. But as we age, our metabolism does take a hit. Just like everything else slows down, metabolism slows down. Some of the things that slow down, we complain about and we try to speed them up. And our systems are really kind of working on their own track. They know what is best for you. So I always encourage us to kind of support the system that's supporting you instead of trying to trick the system. And that's sometimes what happens with quote-unquote diets that are out there. And there's a lot of them, and we can name lots of names, and I get lots of calls. You know, what do you think of this diet? What do you think of that diet? And I just think of that the real food diet is the diet that we should stick with, because patches and pills and boxes and bags that are prepackaged or any of those things, that's not long-term. And that's what I hear you saying, Tracy, is that, you know, you want something long-term. And, you know, when you're younger, you can do certain things and get away with it, even if it's toxic things and things that people think that are going to help them to put a magic number on the scale. But it really isn't about the scale. And I hope that we can present that to you, because I believe in body composition. So I help my clients to really focus on how the buttons are, you know, popping or not popping, or how that shirt fits or how that jacket fits that you haven't been able to wear. There's a lot of things that happen when you lose weight correctly and gain muscle along the way. And especially at my age, I focus a lot on gaining muscle and making sure that I can tone and stay strong, because bone health and some of the things everybody worries about, bone density and all of that. But when you keep your muscles strong and you fuel those muscles properly with the right kind of proteins, you'll be amazed at how your body will recomposition, and it'll become the body that you're fond of. And maybe not America's Next Top Model, but definitely your best self. So that's what we're going to do.
And to read a little bit into that, your expectations. I mean, you got to work with your clients mentally as well to realize, okay, I'm not going to look like I was when I'm 25. We talk about this. As much as Tracy wants to look like when she was 25, it's just not going to happen. But we can get in better shape and still look good for people our, you know, our age, or, you know, hopefully look younger than our age even. So that's important. In your case, Stephanie, you work with them. We're going to be eating right. A lot of it, we're not, you know, you kind of consult and give us the advice and direction, and we're out on our own, and we've got to do what you ask us. In your case, you're coming over and meeting us wherever you go to people's places of work, I assume, places where they live, wherever it is, and then you put together a thing, and you're pushing them and working physically with them. But then, of course, you have a plan where, okay, now you've got to do all this exercising while I'm gone as well, correct? Because a lot of folks are used to going to the gym and seeing their trainer, and that's the only time they work out. In this case, that's not going to be how it works.
Right, exactly. And I love working one-on-one with my clients and being able to be there with you, but I'm almost always going to give you homework, quote-unquote, to do on your own as well, because I do want you to get used to being able to do things on your own. And I've heard people say before that, you know, a good trainer can keep a client for 5 or 10 years or however long. But in my opinion, if I'm a really good trainer, I can teach you what you need to know. And after a certain amount of time, you can go and do that on your own. So that's what I want you to learn how to do. I want to help teach you how you can do this long term and for the rest of your life. So I'll come in, we'll work out a couple days a week together, and then you'll have that homework where you'll do things on your own as well. And of course, you guys will hold each other accountable. And then the next week we'll address, you know, how it went, if you might have had any kind of issues, if something came up, if something was too easy, too hard, and we kind of adjust from there.
And you mentioned holding each other accountable, Tracy and myself. That brings up a good point that we want to mention to our listeners. If they're thinking about going on this journey one day and reaching out to either of you, Stephanie or DeWitt, that maybe if they get their significant other involved, I would think that makes the process easier, because then the other person understands exactly what they're going through.
Yes, and teamwork is the best work. Mm-hmm. So even in terms of holding each other accountable, sometimes that can take a negative turn where it's like, you know, Coach Stephanie wouldn't agree with that. You know, I've heard my kids that I do my healthy kids camps, and sometimes the kids are saying to their parents, that's not, you know, what would Stephanie say about that, or that's not coach approved. So I look at it, and I know we look at it more on the positive side. If you're in this together and you both have the same kind of goals, and you can really encourage each other along the way, and when one person's saying, let's just do this, and the other person's going, nah, come on, let's push through, let's move on this direction. So that's where that synergy can really take place with a married couple or couples, even just the teams that show up at the workout groups together. That's how a lot of the larger workout places really have noticed that relationship is key. So when I have a client, and let's say it's a female, and her husband's not really on board, but she has to cook for him, and her kids who complain that, you know, mom's trying to lose the 60, 70, I mean, sometimes large amounts of weight, and their family is not really as supportive as they could be, more so just because they don't want to make changes. They're like, it's not our problem. Why can't we have the Twinkies? You know, and so I always say, you know, have your own cabinets, have your own closet, you know, or pantry area where your food is. Even slap your name on things if you need to. Just own those decisions, because even though you're around someone and you guys are working together at this,
but we
it's
do have an
18-year-old
and a 20-year-old in the house,
which we may need to put locks on the cabinet. So
let's see, do they have a job? They can buy their own junk food. No, I'm teasing. There's definitely some, you know, things that we can discuss along those lines. And I honestly, some of the things I put together, believe it or not, the kids and the young people, they love it just as much. So when they and when you start feeling good, and you start having more mental clarity, and you start being able to push a little harder in the gym, or do more of those exercises, or recover better from the exercises that you're doing, or sports if they're into it, then you start to see the difference. And that's what I want people to do. I want them to see the difference. I don't want them to think it's meaningless, because it is very meaningful. So making the decisions to fuel those systems, whatever they are, we're getting into flu season, so I talk to people a lot about their immune systems and how to fuel your immune system. You know, you can get sick and you can go get some medicine or take some over-the-counter stuff that's got all kinds of artificial ingredients in it and colored numbers and things that I don't particularly love. But you can prevent it a lot easier than what you can treat it. And you can also shorten the longevity of things sometimes if you just know how to fuel that body. So we're going to be doing a lot of great educating and inspiring and informing. So,
and I would think it's true for both of you. It's never too late to start. So when they say, oh my God, I just turned 50 this year, why even bother? Never too late.
Absolutely, never too late. I mean, it's, you can always make changes. And like we talked about before, it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take time. The changes that happen in your body, if they're going to be sustainable, it's going to take a while to get there, but that's the key. We want to make those changes sustainable, and so we want to take it one step at a time. And you can make those changes, but it takes a while to get there, but you will get there.
We've been using the word accountability a lot, and we, Tracy and I, are going to have accountability to you. We're going to have to be honest. If we cheat, if we eat something we're not supposed to eat, if we didn't do the homework that you gave us do it, then we've got to be honest with you. And we are. That's part of our plan, right? Right?
Yes. Well, that was why when you were talking earlier about the two of us together, even though accountability, motivation factor is what's good for me, because I am a person that doing things by myself, like I don't go to the gym. I wouldn't go to the gym. I would love to, but I never wanted to go by myself, or I never motivated myself enough to go and stick with it. So, you know, we don't have like negativity. I think it's more as a motivation factor together to do this. Mm-hmm. And we both had decided that it was really important to us that we make this change. And it, I can see that it would be hard if it's just one and not the whole family. And I'm sure we can get the kids somewhat on board possibly. Well, but just the two of us is the main that I'm looking forward to.
I think so. Like Stephanie said, if you get the people closest to you to support you, because in DeWitt, you can attest to this, people will buy gym memberships and they feel like, okay, now I'm paying for the membership, that's going to make me go. And I've talked to gym owners, and I think like 85% of the people that are paying their dues don't ever show up or use it. They might for the first month, and then they never show up. And gyms love that, because they're making money hand over fist for people that aren't even showing up.
Right.
But that's apparently not enough to keep people accountable, is paying that money. It's just too easy.
Right, exactly. It all boils down to the support system that you have. Like Stephanie was talking about, you've got to have those people that are around you that are really supporting what you're doing. And like I mentioned during the consult, you really have to have that why. why you really want to accomplish this. So when things do get hard, or when you might slip up, or you're thinking about slipping up, that you can reach down deep and you can find that why, and that'll help keep pushing you forward.
And it sounds to me like you two have a why that is sustainable. I have people who come in a lot, and their why is an event, whether it's a cruise or summer is coming or things like that. Those events happen, and when the event is over, then what happens? So I like to encourage people to, it's good to have those mile markers that you're looking forward to, and I know we have a mile marker that we're looking forward to with you guys, but it's, I can hear in your voice and in your heart that it's well beyond that. I mean, that's a big part of it, and I love that you want this for each other. You know, you don't, when we get married, we don't think, well, I, you know, for till death do us part. We're not thinking about the death part. You know, we don't want to lose that person that we love so dearly. We want to stick around. And Jack and I have a saying, we want to live long and strong, not just living long. We want to be able to do things together, enjoy life together, and be healthy doing it, not necessarily just living on pills. So I try to increase your skills so that we can decrease pills. And when you get older, the sometimes that's a wide path, you know, of pills that are out there, and they're, you know, they have their place. I'm not discounting that, but I'm just saying we want to be strong, and there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. And I think you guys have a good focus.
All right, guys, ladies, so we're going to do this. And our next step, of course, is I think we have a Monday meeting with you, Stephanie, so we'll have that consultation. And DeWitt, as soon as this show's over, we'll go ahead and plan our consultation meeting as well. Yep. And then for the next show in a couple of weeks, we'll discuss what we talked about in those meetings. And we'll kind of, you know, again, it's going to be step by step. We're going to walk everybody through this whole process and this journey, as I like to call it, with Tracy and myself over the next several months. And the great thing is with the podcast on Business Radio X, this is episode one. And so if you are listening to this, you know, 2 years from now, you know, this is the middle of 2018. But maybe if you're listening to this a couple of years from now, it will apply whenever you want to start this process.
Certainly.
So we're going to meet with you guys. In the meantime, for those that would like to maybe, hey, they want to start their own journey right now. They want to reach out to you guys. Stephanie, let folks know how they can find out more about the Whole Food Health Coach.
Well, you can visit my website, www.wholefoodhealthcoach.com, and that's W-H-O-L-E, foodhealthcoach.com. I always say that because I don't work for Whole Foods, wholefoodhealthcoach.com. And I also can be reached by phone, 770-846-3515. I look forward to talking to any of your listeners.
And DeWitt, if somebody wants to reach out and talk to you about your expertise?
My website is hlftraining.com, and folks can reach me by email at healthylifeconsultants@gmail.com, or also by phone, 770-757-2695.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later this week for those meetings, and we will talk to our listeners in 2 more weeks. We'll do the show every couple weeks, and you can follow along. So until then, for our producer, Trey, and for Tracy and Stephanie and DeWitt, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Live Well on Business Radio X.